Hi, it's Carol Clark, your bariatric business coach, and I was going to talk to you today just a little bit about building your ideal team. And sometimes we can be tempted to build a homogenous team, meaning that we hire a lot of the same type people, because let's face it, a lot of times you like to be around people that you think you have things in common with. So it's a very common thing for us to want to do. But I want to encourage you to have a little bit of resistance towards that, because sometimes when you have the exact same type of person on your team, you can kind of build a homogenous viewpoint. And sometimes you can build sort of a little status quo. And yet, if you include people with differing ideas, differing personalities, you can actually challenge the status quo and oftentimes accelerate into new ideas that you may not have come up with and also accomplish more things. Sometimes we call these people polarizing instigators. And instigators sometimes may have a negative connotation, but it's also somebody who will challenge what's going on in a meeting or what the group think might be going on in your group. So I have a number of polarizing instigators on my team, and sometimes you can think it's a little bit of conflict that occurs. But what it really is there's mutual respect among us for our ideas, and it actually ends up advancing us into new and different ideas that we wouldn't have thought of as a similar homogenous group. And I just love it. I have this meeting on Monday mornings with my managers. I have a retail and sales manager and a fitness and education program and the coaching program manager. And then I have my office manager. And like you, I'm right in the trenches, and we meet on Monday mornings, and we kind of go over what was accomplished the previous week, what are our goals for this week, and then also what might we need help with. And it's interesting because everyone has a different personality, and everyone has a different viewpoint, and we have such mutual respect for each other that it's easy to bring that up and then piggyback on everyone's ideas and come up with something really fabulous. For example, we're currently running a fitness special. We have a whole fitness center at our practice here in Newport News, Virginia. And my retail sales manager came up with a great idea, which was kind of like a buy one, get one for the next year for fitness. And it ended up being something that was a great idea, but we weren't really getting the word out. Of course, it was just the first week that we were contemplating offering it, but we all got together and we came up with all these different ideas of promoting it. Within just 1 to 2 days, we had 4 people signed up. So that's 8 total people, because it was a buy one, get one, and it's continuing to flourish. So it's one of those things that had we not all gotten together and came up with ideas and piggybacked on each other's ideas and had a challenge in terms of each other's ideas as to whether or not they would be effective, we wouldn't have gotten to where we are today. So that's just one really small example, but I use this in everything in the practice. So anytime I have a goal that I want to accomplish, I bring up the goal. And then as a group, we kind of talk about it and we share ideas and we come up with some really synergistic ideas. And if you were sitting in the meeting, you might think, oh gosh, is this a little bit of a conflict? But it's really not. It's actually our way of challenging each other, challenging our viewpoint, and accepting that we all have different viewpoints, and then taking the best of the best to come out with a great outcome. And then, even if something doesn't go as great as we might have thought it would, then it gives us all these backup ideas, and we get together and we kind of regroup, because we're always looking for ways to improve. So I just wanted to encourage you, as you're hiring, as you're developing your staff, as you're putting people together in different planning groups, make sure that you don't have one homogenous group. Make sure that you've got some of those polarizing instigators in the group as well, because it can really shake things up and get you to a higher level than what you could get to if you're just all having groupthink or thinking the same way or doing things just the way that we've always done them, because that's comfortable. So you got to get out of your comfort zone. You got to include those people in your meetings, and you never know, it can take you to greater heights. And I wish that for you. If there's anything that I can help you with, it's Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at weightlosspracticebuilder.com. And I look forward to talking with you soon. And in the meantime, take care and thank you for all you do for all your patients each and every day. Take care.